In fact, my dad was a sports writer for the Des Moines Register, which in those days was one of the country's best papers, and often took me along on trips through the Midwest. Sometimes these were car trips to smaller places like Sioux City or Burlington, but at least once a summer we boarded a silvery plane, a huge event in those days, and lumbered through the summery skies up among the fleecy clouds to St. Louis or Chicago or Detroit to take in a homestand. It was a kind of working holiday for my dad. Baseball, like everything else, was part of a simpler world in those days, and I was allowed to go with him into the clubhouse and dugout and onto the field before games. I've had my hair tousled by Stan Musial. I've handed Willie Mays a ball that had skittered past him as he played catch. I have lent my binoculars to Harvey Keene, or possibly it was Billy Heft, so that he could scope some busty blonde in the upper deck. Once on a hot July afternoon, I sat in a nearly airless clubhouse under the left field grandstand at Wrigley Field beside Ernie Banks, the Cubs' great shortstop, as he autographed boxes of new white baseballs, which are, incidentally, the most pleasurably aromatic things on earth and worth spending time around anyway. Unbidden, I took it upon myself to sit beside him and pass him each new ball. This slowed the process considerably, but he gave a little smile each time and said thank you as if I had done him quite a favor. He was the nicest human being I've ever met. It was like being friends with God.